Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
A fearless Christian, which has been a great blessing. Has it blessed anybody here? Yeah. The fearless Christian. Please close your eyes and begin to speak the language of the Spirit. Just speak the language of the Spirit. Close your eyes and speak the language. Leka da 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 ba shata ka bahayas. Lembranda ga bahasheke de bahaya. Sometimes your ears must open to hear what God wants to hear, what God wants you to hear. Lift your voice and speak the language of the Spirit. Leka bala da ba shanda la ba ba kata. Leko do vazi brandi vaha shada baha. Raba da ba kasha ta kamenose. Le brandi zandi moroto koba zandia. La ba kasha ta baha. Eka bala da baha shada la baha. Le baro shivandi makade rebosha. Le ba kasha da la da ba. We bless you, Lord. Let me hear what you want me to hear. Let me hear your voice in the voice of my pastor this morning. Le ba kasha ta kabahaya. Raba da ba 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 ba. Le brata ba la ba 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 ba. Lord, cause my spirit to catch your word. Cause my spirit to follow your word. Let my heart be open. Let my heart be open. Let my heart be open. In the mighty name of Jesus. Leka dala bashaka namahaya. Rabadosa taka bahadea. Lebra kashanta bahagadosa. Emalada bahakataya. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a very good clap offering. So the fearless Christian is gone a bit high. The fearless Christian part 7. The fearless Christian part 7. You are not clapping for the word. Don't ever forget this culture. Anytime a title of a message is mentioned, it's actually the message of God to you. You clap when it's a prophetic, like they call you and then you clap. This one is an authentic prophetic word. When a title is mentioned, you must celebrate because God has a message. It's God's message to you. Clap your hands and appreciate the title of the message. Amen. So don't ever forget it again on any day. Whether I'm preaching or a guest pastor is preaching, immediately they mention the title of the sermon, you must celebrate the message. Once again, celebrate the message of the Lord. Now, we have looked through the scriptures and found out many fears. I could not do about three of them, three parts of the series. I may do it on another day, but we have seen a lot of things that God wants us to know about fear and about why you shouldn't fear. Now, after knowing all this, I want to put the eyes on the cake this morning to make the message a full package. Amen. To make the message a full package. So the title of this morning's service is 4 Reasons, or Reasons Why You Must Be Courageous. Why I Must Be Courageous. That is the title of the message. The part 7 of the fearless Christian. Why you must be courageous. God told Joshua not to be afraid. And when you read the book of Joshua chapter 1, you will see that God said it almost 4 times. That Joshua, don't be afraid. And there was a reason why God told Joshua why that he should not be afraid. There are reasons why A child of God must not be afraid. Because when you allow fear to take over you, it means that you are disobeying God. When you walk in fear, you are disobeying God, because God said, don't be afraid. So if you find yourself walking in fear, it means that you have gone off the word of the Lord. You have gone off what God has said. You have gone off the direction of the word of the Lord. Now, God knew that Joshua would not be defeated by the giants in the land. But he knew that Joshua, if Joshua was going to lose the fight, if Joshua was going to lose the battle, it was going to be the battle of the small voices that Joshua was going to hear in himself. In life journey, the assignment actually does not crush a man. It is the little voices in the man that leads the man to be crushed. It's not the assignment is not bigger than the God in you. But immediately you allow the small voices of intimidation and fear and doubt, you begin to lose the battle even before you start the battle. So God was warning Joshua and speaking to him, because small voices will come to you when God gives you an assignment. Small voices will come to you when something is laid on your heart, when you want to pursue something, when something is being stirred up in your heart and in your spirit. There will be small voices such as, who are you? Who do you think you are? What do you think you have? Who do you think you are going to do this with? Do you think that you too, you are part of the people who achieve things for the world? But I came to tell you, someone, that there is something extraordinary about your life. If you don't step out in courage to pursue that which God has put in your heart, you will never see what you dream about. It's good to dream. Everybody dreams. Everybody has a dream. Even animals have dreams. But it's only those who pursue it fearlessly, those who pursue it courageously, are able to make something out of life. The top is meant for human beings. You are a human being. You can be at the top. In fact, there is a word of God concerning your life, that you will be the head and not the tail. I came to stir you up onto a bold walk in God. I came to stir you up onto a courageous life in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The spirit, there is a spirit called timidity. Say timidity. And that spirit causes people to be in themselves. It causes you not to talk. Oh, me, I don't like talking. You are likely to be timid. Anybody that cannot express himself, probability of 99% that person is a timid person is very high. When you are timid, you cannot become any proper person in life. When you are timid, your environment will rule you. When you are timid, the ancestral curses will actually come in your life. When you are timid, the old failures in your bloodline comfortably land in your life. When you are timid, you cannot pursue God. Anybody that is timid cannot desire God, because when you are following God, faith will stretch you. Faith will cause you to speak. Faith will cause you to express yourself. Faith will cause you to attempt things. I declare in your life, every spirit of timidity, every spirit of second hand, every spirit that asks for us, there's nobody to help us. You are the somebody who must rise up. You are the somebody who must make himself in the Lord. You are the somebody who must become the oak of the family. Yeah, you are the somebody. We don't have anybody in this family. We don't have anybody in this family. You are the one that a generation must have. And I declare, every spirit of timidity, oh, Caris Temple, from the youth to the new breed to the adult, every spirit of timidity, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of timidity. You cannot even think about applying for masters. You cannot think about becoming a PhD holder. You cannot even think about starting that business. You cannot even think about making a step to marry. You cannot think about any good thing. You are just afraid of life. You want to go like a snail. You want life to happen to you. Life doesn't happen to anyone. You cause life to happen. What you want, go for it. What you desire, go for it. And if God is with you in that agenda, the hand of the Lord will be on you. You will fight every battle. You will scale every wall. You will come back with a game in your hands. You will have a trophy. But if you don't go, if you don't stretch, if you don't go and kill, if you don't roast, you will not have the game. If you don't dare into the bush, yeah, the game is in the bush. The game is in the forest. The game is in the deep sea. I declare that nobody will come out a small person in this house. I declare nobody will be timid for the rest of your life. I stir in you the spirit of the lion. I stir in you a daring spirit in the name of Jesus. In life, you must die to live. In life, you must be destroyed to be decorated. In life, you must be bloody to be glorified. I declare in the name of Jesus, if you are timid to die, if you are timid to bleed, if you are timid to be slaughtered, and Esther said, if I perish, I perish. In life, the only way to live is to die. The only way to live is to die. I don't know what you are afraid of. I don't know what is holding you. I don't know what is crippling you. And I declare that the hold of sin is broken. I declare the hold of condemnation is broken. That I declare that the hold of a second hand. A lot of us have a second hand mindset. I didn't go to the best school. I didn't go to the best school. I don't have the best of families. My family is not stable. I don't even know what to eat. It is when you don't know what to eat that God comes in. It is when Elijah had given up and was sitting under the juniper tree that God visited him, because there is an assignment. There is a job for you to do. There is something. You must write your name on the inks and the papers and the pages of history. There is something powerful in you. There is an institution in you. There is a new school in you. There is a new hospital in you. There is a new TV station in you. There is a new estate in you. There is a new Reggie Emmanuel in you. There is something in you that must be better, and you must go bloody. You must go sweating. And the Bible said Jesus, he was in the Gethsemane. He prayed and he began to sweat. Number one, before you can sweat, you have exerted energy, you have burnt energy, and then the Bible said the sweat turned into blood, because something good must come out. The cross must be taken, the souls of men must be taken. My brother, my sister, my daughter, my son, I declare in your life, you will amount to nothing if you don't dare, if you don't make a move. It's better to make a mistake in your daring, but than not to dare at all. You see your mother, you can clap. You see your mother doing business on tabletop, and you are not daring in life. You see your father go out, hustle, and come back with nothing. Your father rented and died. You are a Christian. You have come to know God. God has revealed himself to you. Jesus has empowered you. You have all the opportunity to rise. And what are you doing? You need courage. You need an audacity to dare. You'll be shocked that if you dare, you will have your own land soon. If you dare, you will lay your foundation soon. If you dare, you before you realize you are in a class, you are in a first degree class, you will be shocked. I've seen people, they were nobody, and suddenly they began to dare. You have to dream. You have to dare. You have to have a sense of change. You have to have a hunger in you. You must say to yourself, why sit we here until we die? Because if you sit there, you will still die. But if you move ahead, you also die. Successful people die. failures also die. Non-entities die. Great men also die. Die a great man. Die a significant man. Die a man whose funeral many families will be clapping for God for bringing you into their lives. Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. When you die, families should celebrate you, because that is the prophetic word on the children of Israel. Say, through you shall the families of this world be blessed. Don't die just a blessing to yourself. Don't die just a blessing to your nuclear family. You have to die being a blessing to many families. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that your life will not fail at the end of your days. At the end of your days, there must not be quarrels. How they will bury you should not be a problem. Are you here with me? There is no great man that does struggle on their burial. You must die a great person. Even the world, without the full energy and the full support of the Holy Ghost, are able to succeed. Because God has given us all that we want and we need to succeed. There was a little girl who joined the church when we moved here. A little girl. She joined the church, and I think she was a maid in somebody's house. I don't want to go details for you to have an idea. She was a maid in somebody's house. And when she came, and things was run, she was a provision shop keeper. You see, where you start in life does not really matter. Like how you end life. Where you are today does not really matter than where you will end. So while she kept coming, pastor keeps preaching. I've been preaching like this all throughout my life, because I don't want anybody to follow God. And at the end of your years, people say, so God did not do anything for this one. God has done everything for you. You have to do something for yourself. Did you hear that? God has done everything for you. He has given provision for every enemy. He has given a word that ensures your life. She kept listening. She kept coming to church. And one day something stirred up in her and said, I want to go back to school. And as I'm speaking to you now, she's in the nursing school. Are you here with me? Yeah. God will always drive you. God wants to take you somewhere. Don't stop. Don't be like Abraham's father. God was actually planning with Abraham's father to do what he did with Abraham. But Abraham's father got to Terah and he settled. He didn't want to move again. And God came to Abraham. I came to speak to somebody. You can become a different person. You can drop that garment that has no respect and honor. You can drop it down. Joseph was a slave. He was a prisoner. He was a servant, but he became a prime minister. I declare over your life, may the spirit of the darer, may the spirit of courage, may the spirit of I want to become, may the spirit of the adventure, may the spirit that drives men into greatness begin to come upon you. Yeah. Come upon you. Push you. And keep driving you. Now, why should you be courageous? Why should you be courageous? You see, if you allow fear to take over you, you have lost the battle before it starts. Because you can be speaking in tongues and still have fear. There are people who pray in fear. So why should I become courageous? I pray that I'm able to do the two for you. And I'll do two in the second service. You have to be. You have to be. You have to be courageous. You have to be bold. Else you cannot even drive some cars. God has blessed you. You can afford some good cars. But you are afraid. You are afraid that somebody will kill you. You are afraid that somebody will monitor you and whatever. You have to be bold and courageous to do what God has asked you to do. So why should you be courageous? Let me just go straight because of time. Number one, four reasons why you must be courageous in life. Courage. You must be courageous, number one, for your own sake. So there are four reasons: for your sake, for the sake of the people, for the sake of God, and for the sake of the enemy. I'm doing for you, for your own sake. And if I have time, I'll do for the sake of God. Joshua chapter 1 verses. You must be courageous for your own sake. For your own sake. He said, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance. For an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give to them. For unto these people shall thou, not me. You see how powerful it is? Be careful how you handle people, because they may be on assignment to hand you over into your inheritance. One of the people you must not joke with is your pastor. Yesterday I was talking to somebody and I said, so-and-so is hiding something from me, but he doesn't know that I know. One of the people you must not joke with is your boss at the workplace. One of the people you must not joke with are helpers that come into your life. One of the people you must not joke with are people who are close to you. Because God will not allow somebody to be close to you if the person is not on assignment. You must be very careful, because look at the scripture. Give me a soft version. God didn't say, I am going to divide their inheritance. God was going to give them their land. But your inheritance, God will assign it to someone. That is why you cannot fail. That is why you must be courageous. Because somebody's inheritance is in your hands. Please, are you here with me? He said, be strong. Why is it that rich families get richer? Yeah, rich families get richer. Because somebody handled an inheritance well and gave it to somebody who had nothing in life but started something. So you are in classroom with people who have their future secured for the next 70 years. You have nothing because somebody ahead of you failed. Somebody ahead of you was not courageous. Somebody ahead of you allowed fear and timidity to stop them. Somebody must. Yesterday I was in the funeral. I was just sitting there and I was just praying that, God, don't let me die a useless man. Don't let me die as someone who lived for himself. Don't just let me die as Pastor Prince. Let me die knowing that I have imparted nations, families. See the funeral, great people, and the things they were saying about the man. Even when you hear the insawa, they were boing. I'm speaking English to people together. When you see the insawa, they were boing. Jesus Christ. At your funeral, may people not give you 50 Ghana for them to say 500,000. At your funeral, may people not give 100 Ghana for them to say, how many, 10 million or 1 million. No. I was there. I was listening to the testimonies. I'm looking at great people. He said, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess. And you are here. You are failing. So the people whose possession is there and must be possessed by you, when you possess, they will possess. When you get blessed, they will get blessed. When you win, they have won. It means when you lose, they have lost. Even though they've not fought, because you lost, they have already lost. Is that the reason why some of us are struggling? Some people ahead of us failed. Some people ahead of us failed to do something so that we win. You cannot also fail. You cannot also lose. You cannot. For some of you, your helpers are right there in prison. Your helpers have committed suicide. Your Joshuas have run away from the battlefield and they have gone to hide in a village in Ireland, cleaning toilets in hotels, and left you in the battlefield. You cannot fail. You must win. You can't become a president. You can't become an MP. You can't become a medical doctor. You can't become a professor. It's possible. It's not far. Professorship. You do your master's. You do your PhD. You start writing thesis because you are lecturing. As you are writing, you become an associate professor. As you are writing, you become a professor. Yes. It's possible. God will do more with great men. Yes. Because you have more. When Paul was called, he went into study for 3.5 years. You must invest in your life if you will be a blessing to others. Are you here with me? Be courageous because of you. Be courageous. I couldn't have left you people. We couldn't have still been in the school there. We couldn't have been in that classroom. Because at every moment of movement, I see a wave of boldness enter into the people. We move out of the classroom to our building. Suddenly, cars I never saw at the car park began to show up. Suddenly, desires and passion that people began to have to succeed and push and love God more, it increased. When we moved here, I've seen it. Many people have been challenged to move forward. Many people are in school. Many people, that's why they are writing exams in April. That's why they are writing. You must dare. Because when you win, others will win. When you lose, others are losing. When you win, if you are a president and your people voted and supported you and you succeed, you empower your people for the next regime. When you fail, you've given a problem to the people. Whatever happens to you, happens to others. Are you here with me? So you cannot live your life. No, we will not allow you. That is why we are talking to you. That is why we are rebuking you. That's why we are correcting you. That is why God sends helpers to you. If you think life is only about you, you think God will send helpers to you? No. You are bigger than what you think. You are more important than what you think. Obia nyobia is not a song for you. You are a somebody. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? You are somebody. You are a nation taker. You are somebody who devises inheritance for people. Kojo, take this. Ama, take this. Adua, take this. That is, you are powerful. But if you don't become, you will die like the people who had nothing. May that not be your story. I said, may that not be your story. If you face life courageously, and follow God with all your heart. There are people around you who will benefit from your success for many years. Yes, if I had failed, we couldn't have paid school fees for many. We have paid school fees for many through university. First year, second year, third year, fourth year, plenty. Yes. If I had failed, I wouldn't have been a blessing to you. You wouldn't want to associate with me if I had failed under the mango tree. If you succeed, you will cause others to also succeed. If you fail, you will cause others to fail. This is why you must not waste time. Wastage of time is equal to suicide, because time wasted can never, ever be recovered. Don't be deceived. Time wasted is gone. Your success is very important. If not to anybody, to you. You must succeed. If you are courageous, that is a hidden weapon God gives to everyone who is pursuing a goal. You must not allow timidity. God wants you to talk. God, because the devil does not know what is in your head. You think the devil knows what is in your head? He doesn't know anything about you, except the seed is sowed in your heart. So if Francis, you put it in your head, hey, go and chase that girl and fornicate and be sleeping with her. Blah, 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 blah. That is what he's following. That's the only thing he can follow. But he's not omniscient. He's not all wise. The only way he knows what is in your head is when you speak. Are you here with me? You must speak. You can't win if you don't speak. You can't win if you are inexpressionless. Have you seen an animal that cannot express itself before? God created everything. And if animals express themselves, fishes, I have an aquarium in my office. Fishes, they swim. They swim. They are always swimming. You must. So when he sent Moses and he realized that Moses was a serious stammerer and couldn't express himself well. But God knows you cannot win. You cannot take battles. You cannot take inheritances if you don't express the faith in you. By faith we speak. By faith we speak. He added Aaron to Moses for the assignment. You cannot say me there, mempe me once. No. You mempe kasa. Who likes talking? No. When it comes to an assignment, you must express yourself. You must not allow the spirit of intimidation to cripple you. No. Your courage is a key to a people's success. Your courage is a key. Don't kill that courage. Do not fail, else you will fail a whole generation. Just imagine Joseph. God spoke to him to take the child and go to Egypt. Take the baby Jesus to Egypt. And he didn't have the courage to put the wife and the child on the donkey and sneak in the night and go to Egypt. Just imagine he didn't have the courage. And the baby Jesus died in Jerusalem or Israel. God forbid. What would have happened? You need courage. If even your prayers will be answered, you need some courage. Because when God answers, God will not come in the flesh to do that which you must do. Your life is not just about you living your dreams or getting to the promised land. No. No one lives an isolated life. Yes. There is no one that can succeed in isolation. Please, are you here? Your life is not just about you. That is why we must be very careful that we are not selfish people. You cannot live about just for your life. This is why Africa is where we are. Our leaders are very, very selfish. If the monies that comes to governments are given to churches, the countries in Africa will be far better than what we see. I'm telling you. Yes. If some of the aids, $2 billion, hey, in the hands of a church, oh, trust you me, the world will never be the same again. When we live our lives as though we are living for ourselves, we have a big challenge of failing and failing and failing generations after us. Generations after us. Political. I watched one politician that they overthrew him in an African country and they were doing a tour in his house. My God. Bankers with monies. Cars he has not driven yet. Brand new tear rubber. No cars. He has a whole garage. When I mean a garage, it's like the usual warehouse, you know, times 10. Full of tear rubber cars. They've chased him out of the country some years ago. And they just went. You see the bedroom. We are not saying they shouldn't live a comfortable life. Because leaders deserve the best. You have no idea what it means to lead. But monies that are not for you. You bought cars. You have not even driven. Tier robbers, hammers, like top-notch customized brands. And the white man is that wicked. They don't care. So far as you pay their money, they'll do it for you. And they look at the African and they insult us. Listen, your life is not just about yourself. And this is why you must live a life to become significant. I see a significant life coming out of your life. Your marriage, your children, your employees, your employer, your friends, and even lost souls around you are all watching you. If you win life, they will be inspired to win. If you win, you will inspire someone. You must be courageous for the sake of yourself. If you lose, you have complicated their lives. Some of you have complicated lives. Complications. The issues you are going through, if you are in another family, it will not be a problem. Did I talk to somebody? Yeah. There are issues you are going through if you are in another family. I don't want to mention names now. They have been worrying us, so we are careful with examples. The issue you are praying about, 50 days of prayer, three days dry. If you are in somebody's family, you will not fast and pray. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. But because somebody in your family did not live well, was not courageous. I was reading the biography of this man. I went for the funeral. He said he was in the village. He went to school. Yes, he's old, over 70. So definitely he was in the village. He did his O levels, passed very well. And then came to the Accra to live with the big brother. And when he came, he lived with the big brother. Listen, somebody must be there for somebody. Yes. He lived with a big brother, got a job with the Ghana Meteorological Services. After 2 years, something stirred up in him to resign and begin his own business. And the man did not die a poor man. He dared and became a successful businessman, Christian, church lover. He died as an elder of a church and was always in church. In the tribute, they said they will miss him at his favorite position. You have to get courage for your own self. I have to be a courageous pastor and succeed for my own self. Else one day, nobody follows a failure forever. Oh yes, they will quote some quotings for you. Where we are going, you brought us to where you can. We have to follow someone who is where we want to go. Yes. Succeed. Tell somebody to succeed and be courageous. You need courage. Tell the person you need courage. Sometimes the three biggest demons of your life are not witches. They are three: mental, emotional, and physical fatigue. Mental fatigue, emotional fatigue, and physical fatigue. Fear not. Be courageous. You bless someone, the person cursed you, bless another person. You help someone, the person betrayed you, help another person. Keep going. Keep pushing. Have ideas. You take this business, it didn't work. Change another business. Get another business. Get another business. Get another business. Get another business. Do another thing. It failed. Do another thing. Keep doing it. Because I told you in the previous messages that failure is part of the success story. Give the Lord a very good clap offering. Failure is part of the success story. Anytime, let me wrap up on the point one. I can do two. Anytime your faith is tested and your courage is not lost, you grow in faith. Faith grows when courage is in place. But when your faith is tested and your courage is missing, you cannot grow in faith. You need courage. Joshua chapter 1 verse 6 again. He said, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who would lead. Was God talking to God? Please talk to me. Was God talking to God? God was talking to a human being, Joshua. You are supposed to lead your family out of this poverty. You are supposed to break a ground. You are supposed to leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. You are supposed to give a testimony of your life. Don't let people lie on your funeral day. Don't let people be forced to say things that they are not true. Let people speak of the reality of what you live for. Because the children of Israel were able to move into the promised land, it gives us hope that no matter where we are, if we follow God and we believe Him, we will also get to our promised land. Because they got to their promised land, we know that one day we will get to heaven. So far as the captain of Israel's host is with us, we will also get to that promised land. I declare over your life, every attempt of the enemy to ground you down, every attempt of the enemy so that you wash your hands off life and say, I've tried and tried and nothing seems to work, I cast that idea out of your mind. And I declare the baptism of the spirit of courage. The spirit of courage is coming upon you. I thought you would say a big amen. Someone's success depends on you. Haven't you realized that when you are failing, you become uncomfortable? Every human being, when things are not going well, you become restless. When time is beating, you become restless. Because innate in you is that nature that people's success depends on you. Your failure will complicate somebody's life. And sometimes it will even cause people to fail. Parents, be careful. End your life well. Leave something for your children that they will not start life where you started, but they will start life where you ended. So empowered, so privileged. Give them a privileged life. Don't be like the typical African man. Do you know what my father was doing to me? Do you know what my father was doing to me? Small thing. It's all bread. You have to suffer. No, give them a privileged life. Give them a life that will keep them a higher leverage in life. You went to Saito. Don't let them go to Saito. You didn't have steady teachers coming home. You have to let steady teachers come home and teach them. You didn't have your father driving you to the pool for swimming lessons. Take them to swimming lessons. You didn't have your father carrying the whole family for Dubai vacation. Save. 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 100 cedis, 200 cedis. Save. When you get $2,000, $1,800, when you get 50,000 Ghana cedis, carry your family for 3 days. It's 3 days. Pastor, 3 days. 50,000. Oh, no. 50,000. This was how your father was thinking. And you must not think like that. You have no idea. This is how your mother was thinking. 50,000. Pastor, 50,000. It's about 7 months a year. Sustain us. 3 days. Go there. Take them to UK. Take them to US. Take them for a trip to Ireland. Even take them to South Africa. Just take them. Just let them travel. Go with them. Change the story. Change the narrative. Some of us, the only story you had about your father was that he was a disciplinarian. When they force you talk, you say, oh, my papa there. Oh, yeah, bonia, to remember opa, onpe, onpe, basa, basa. That's all. Is that the memories you are leaving for your children? You are not paying attention to your family, nothing. And when they grow, you have nothing to share. Be courageous to do something new. Be courageous to do something new. You are young, you are below 30. Dream about owning your land. Find out how to own the land. Some of the lands are going for 20,000 now, 25,000. You, if it is at Chopoli, go and pay it, let it be there. One day when you register it, it can become a collateral for you to get a loan to build a school for crèche and start generating money. And then start building and buying other properties. Don't waste time. Don't waste your brains. Don't waste your time on friends. Don't waste your time on family members who don't matter to you. You alone, every funeral you are there, every naming you are there, every engagement you are there. Please, some of the weekend you have to spend with your family. Some of the weekend you must be in the room meditating on life. Some of the weekend, spend time for the work of God. You have life to live, because all these people around you, they are not with you. They are around you, but they are not with you. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Yeah. I came to provoke someone. 5 minutes, I end. The 12 apostles had to succeed because of me, because of another pastor, because of another evangelist, because of you. The 12 disciples had to succeed. That was why when Judas failed, quickly they brought Matthias. We cannot fail. The team must be strong. And departments, please, you cannot fail. choir, ushers, everybody, you cannot fail. Because a generation must come and meet the church after 100 years. I may not be alive. You may not be alive. But this church must be here to save. You don't have an idea the blessings we are going to get by coming here. Because generations, think about it, 10 years from now. 10 years from now, some of the children, the youth people there, if somebody is there who is 12 years, you'll be 22 years that finished the university. If somebody is a totofifi 1 year, you'll be 11 years. If somebody is 30 years, you'll be 40 years. Add 10 years to your ears. Add another 10 years. So in the next 20 years, there are people in the youth who will have children, 1, 2, and they are coming to church with their wives and children. And then the next 30 years, add it to your years and add it to the years of your children and add it to the development in the area. We cannot fail. By the next 3 years, this thing must be completed so that the community will have a blessing in this place. I thought you are clapping. We must be courageous to do something. That is the only way. If you don't get hurt, you cannot have the heart of men. You must be hurt. You talk about Abednego. Do you know what they were saying about him those days? You talk about the day we are still blasting him. Why are they calling him to the national? Why are they calling? Hey, he's still scoring goals. So the problem is not him. The problem is us. The land is cursed. Oh, yeah. There's a problem here. And the salt of the earth is you and I. We must begin to correct things. Inaki Williams, he comes to our team. He doesn't score any goal. He goes to his team and he's the most celebrated. White men are composing songs for him. What is the problem? And we have over 70% Christians in the land. What are we doing? We are not courageous. We have allowed juju people around. I declare, may God find somebody here who will stand out as a courageous person. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Yeah. We must be courageous. Sometimes you go for evangelism and then somebody say, me, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus. Me, I serve my father's gods. So don't come to this house and mention Jesus. Go and mention Jesus. Nothing will happen. That's the truth. Nothing will happen. It's like a fire saying, water cannot quench me. Me, water cannot quench. Pour water on the fire, it will quench. Be courageous. The word of God is self-defensive. Mahakotavahaya. The word of God. As for this family, we don't marry from Ewe. We don't marry a Notna. We don't marry a Gan. We don't marry an Ashanti. Go and marry. Nothing will happen to you. Are you here with me? Are you here? There are grounds you can stand when you are going in the opposite of an instruction. It must be the word of God. This family, Sunday, we don't go to church. We pound fufu. Go to church and nothing will happen. We pound fufu and we jog. And it's a family gathering. May you not raise such a family. You are not saying amen. May you not raise such a family. Yeah, if for nothing at all, leave an inheritance for your children and your wife and your husband, that this one, Sundays, are for church. What a wife you will be, that you are custodian of the kingdom of God in your family. What a husband you will be. What a father you will be. And I recommend it to all of you, parents. Do morning devotions in your family every morning. This modern day Christian families, we have stopped. Do morning devotions with your family every morning. Get daily devotion, Dr. Otabel's daily devotion. If you want the living word, just say it, we'll get it for you. It's there. All you have to do is, you are the father, sit down. Let your wife sit down, let the children sit down, let them do worship. My children pray. I don't pray, I just share the word with them. And I read it, we read, and they pray. They pray before the sharing. They pray after the sharing. And they declare, they do the declaration themselves without looking into the book. All of them, to Oketechie, they can say the declaration without looking into the book. And we leave in the car, we go over what we share. Yes. That thing used to be there. I used to come to my auntie at Sakumono Junction, where the gas station is. There's a house behind it. That's my auntie's house.
And we used to stay at Mataeko. We will come there because they do morning devotion every morning. That's why we like it. Every holiday, we come there. Yes. I had the paramount chief as my father, so I don't know how we'll do morning devotion. But you have to leave that family. Do something. 6:30 morning devotion. 5:30 morning devotion. And children can be trained. Some of us were not trained like that, but do it for your children. Just so that you don't need to have revelation. What I'm preaching, they are all written here. So I can't forget what I'm saying. That's why you need to get the daily book. You just look at it and you listen. Or if you can't preach, where to go? Where to go? Doc, that's where to go. 5 minutes. So when they sit down and they finish praying, you play. You all are sitting there. Doc finish. You pray. Then you go. We need to be courageous. Don't be shy. Maybe your parents, your children have not seen you like that. But you have to establish righteousness in the family. You have to establish something. Be bold. Making a mistake yesterday doesn't mean that today you are still a mistake. Be bold. Paul was never Paul. Paul was not an apostle. He was a criminal. He was somebody destroying and killing people. But he died as an apostle, left us with sermons. What I am preaching, most of what I'm saying is from Apostle Paul. You can always rewrite a history. And I pray that the courage not to fail, the courage to dare, come upon someone in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. I want you to close your eyes and pray for 2 minutes. Just pray. I don't know what you pray for, but just pray. Just pray and ask God for the courage to correct certain things. There are things you need to correct. You, and you must be courageous for your own sake. Just pray for yourself. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth and pray. And ask God which area of your own life you need the courage, you need the boldness, you need the faith. Maragado shagada baba, lekabarada baba baba baba. Receive it. Abraham's passing of the test opened us up to walk with God in a covenant. A man always begins something, and you will be the one to begin something. You will be the one to begin something. You will be the one to confront that thing. Makushe de bagadaba, ekabala da 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 baba. Jesus could not quit because of pain. Ah, he couldn't quit because when he looked up, he saw you, he saw me, he saw the church, he saw the face of the Father. God will always start his move with man. I declare in your life, receive boldness to embrace your calling, receive boldness to run the race of life, receive boldness to step into the next door, receive boldness to knock on the next door. Receive boldness to pick up that application. Receive boldness to propose to marry. Receive boldness to settle. Receive boldness to push yourself to the next level. Receive boldness to live for Jesus. Receive boldness to live for righteousness. Receive boldness, Malada Baba, to break off certain friendships. Mazemo Roshataba, Eda Baba, Shakado Baba, Eda Bashakata. In the name of Jesus, for your own sake, Rahab was bold to step out of the camp of the enemies of Israel and step into the camp of the Israelites. When the city was being destroyed, only her house stood up because she was bold. I declare, receive courage to become in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Oh, say it again. For my sake, I'll be courageous. And give the Lord a very good clap offering.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Paris. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.